Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I know you just bought a new house.
I did, yes.
And you paid a pretty penny for it. It's a very beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood, and it's great.
Thank you.
And you hope that that house is going to go up in value over the years.
That is the plan,
right?
Yeah.
So if you're Verizon and you buy AOL for $4.5 billion, and you are $4.4 billion, and then you buy Yahoo. Remember Yahoo?
Yahoo Sports. Yeah, Yahoo. Not Yahoo. Yahoo.
I call it Yahoo.
Okay.
And you pay $4.4 billion for that.
Oh, wow. That's a lot
so
of money.
So that's about $10 billion for AOL and for Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
So Verizon just sold both Yahoo and AOL and everything that's in between and tied to it to Apollo Group.
Apollo Group.
For $5 billion.
So half. That's not good.
So don't do business that way.
That's pretty stupid.
Now, you would think that the guys from Verizon would figure this crap out.
Yeah. Now, what's that going to do to the stock? Is it going to help or is it going to hurt?
It should help the Verizon stock because the Verizon stock is trying to, Verizon is trying to raise money.
Sure.
They're losing money.
Right.
Those were losing ventures.
They were.
So they basically combined those two companies and sold them for half what they paid for them.
All right, it'd be interesting to see where the Verizon stock goes this morning.
I would think most guys in the street probably think that would be a smart move for Verizon to get out from under this crap, take a loss right now, write it off.
Sure.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Man, I heard a story. There's always stories about the stock market.
Yes.
But I heard a story over the weekend. Just blew my mind. So a guy who had been working for a particular company for a very long time, and I'm going to keep this company, I'll tell you in a break and you'll laugh, but worked for them for a very long time, had stock options within the company forever and was just sitting on them, not doing anything with it. So he decides he's got a future son-in-law, right? So it's a guy who's engaged to his daughter, is a finance guy, goes to him, I don't see this stock ever going up again. You should get out. Sell. You got all these shares. You should get out. So he gets out at $40-something dollars. 3 weeks later, it goes up to $130. And he wants to kill this kid now.
Well, maybe the kid did it on purpose.
But why would he want to do that if he's marrying into the family?
I don't know. I have no ideas, but this is a true story.
True story.
True story?
True story? Yeah, no, I'll tell you what it is, too. Okay. And that'll even blow your mind even more, but I don't want to say it on the air. But yeah. But wouldn't you want to kill that kid at that point?
I would think so. I wouldn't want to kill him.
Marrying into the family. You want to strangle
him in the
face
or something.
Yeah. But then this guy's too nice of a guy to punch his future son-in-law in the face. That's what I'd want to do. I don't know about you.
Right.
Well, I know you want to punch your son-in-law in the face sometimes after he hits your players.
But I'm not punching my son-in-law at all.
Think you could take him?
No.
You don't.
Although I do have dad strength, and
that's
dad strength does count for something.
Well, yeah, the old man dad strength.
Yeah, but I'm not his dad. I'm his father-in-law. Now, when you take a look at Matt's dad, there's no way that Matt could take his dad. There's just no way.
See, I don't think Matt could take you.
No, I don't want any part of that.
I'm not asking if you want any part of it.
I'm kind of, everything's going right next to my calves are hurting.
Sure.
From playing golf. Lower leg soreness.
How much taller are you than him?
I think we're about half an inch, maybe.
That's it.
I think he's what? Is he 6'3" and a half or so?
Is he 6'3" and a half? Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I thought he was a little shorter than that.
Yeah, he could probably go, if we got into a fight, he could definitely go longer than me.
Sure, the stamina as you
right.
get older.
I'd have to take that first shot and just hope I knock him out.
Yeah, 6'3". Yeah.
Yeah, usually I would always, in any sort of fighting scenario, I go with Boomer. Here, I don't know. Like you said, if you catch him right on the chin just right, maybe, with your first punch.
Yeah, like I couldn't grab him and then try to fight him that way, the way they fight in the NHL. I would have to just, like, catch him when he wasn't looking or something.
Yeah.
And then walk away.
But if that doesn't work, then...
You can't sucker punch him.
See, the problem with him is, it's like, let's say I did that. And I knocked him down and I knocked him out and I stood over him. I said, take that.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing his history about having fights, he'll never learn. Like, he would still come back at me.
Yeah.
Like he does with Chara. Like, you gotta learn. Like, he doesn't learn.
He just keeps going after it.
And then poor Winnie would be like, well, why did you hurt my daddy?
Right, exactly.
Or, well, it depends, though. She may be siding with Boompa on this.
That's also a possibility.
I mean, at this stage of her life, she doesn't know. You know, she's not favorite. She favors whoever she wants. Boompa comes over. It's a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal, but
it's a big deal.
She and Daddy have gotten a bond like this now.
Okay. So you can't do it.
Jax, it's impossible to break. Jax might rip your throat out.
Right. But it's basically like it's impossible to break it.
Are you trying to break it?
I tried, but I can't. You know, it's hard.
You're trying to break the bond between.
I gotta figure that when she's about 4 or 5 years old, and maybe Matt will be out of the NHL by that time.
Yeah,
then I could take over.
Okay, all right. I mean, that little denim jacket and that Islander jersey that she had on that day, watching her dad play. I mean, it's gonna be tough to switch allegiances at that point.
Or maybe in about 4 years.
All that tough for Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, in 4 years.
In 4 years,
definitely.
Matt will sign one last big deal contract with the Rangers for 2 years when he's washed up, and there you go.
There you go. Perfect.
And perfect for the Rangers, too.
There's no way that Lou Lamoriello will ever let that happen.
Yeah. And Matt couldn't at this point. He's so firmly entrenched with the Islanders and their fans.
You know, listen, if you gotta feed your family.
Yeah. I still think you could take him at this point in your career.
There's no way.
In your life. I do. And I'm not just saying that.
He is half my age. You know that.
I get it, but you're also...
He is half my age.
When you come by and, like, grab onto my, like, shoulders here when you walk by sometimes...
Yes.
It's like
not
human.
Yeah, but you're like a big old soft pillow. I mean, like, Al could do that to you.
No, he couldn't. No, he could not. No, I'm telling you, it's different with you. It's just you.
Different.
You've got that old man grandpa strength.
Old man grandpa strength. That's very nice. Thank you.
You do with those big hands. I mean, I don't think I'm alone in this opinion. I think
I know you're 100% alone in this opinion because I don't agree with you.
Just so I know you don't.
Everybody out there knows that I am not agreeing with anything that you're saying right now.
Yeah, Al, what do you think? You think that Boomer could take Matt Martin?
No shot.
Thank you, Al.
Destroy him.
Destroy him.
Yeah, the guy fights a little much. Destroy is a little much.
The guy fights for a living, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a box. He's like a boxer. He's a street brawler. That's what he does.
Right.
Boomer was a quarterback.
A lover.
Right.
No. Nah.
Boomer had guys protecting him when he played.
But
he took the offensive line with him when he showed up at some frat house in Maryland.
Right. True. Well,
yeah,
that's true. 100%.
But think about how
I
much.
I just wanted to make sure because you never know where shrapnel's coming from. So you got to have a bunch of guys with
you
to make sure you handle all that, like, outside stuff, the outer ring stuff.
But we talk all the time about how athletes today are softer than athletes when you played.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So this is what I'm saying. You're talking about some old school throwdown stuff that I don't think he's prepared for. I really don't. You know, a little patty cake he's playing with Chara, that's one thing. But if
cake? You think that's patty cake?
He gets into a brawl.
That guy is like Sasquatch.
He gets into a brawl with his father-in-law, a former NFL MVP.
Yeah, I'm with Al. Just like Boomer Taz, I would have to go Taz. There's not many people.
I would go Taz. Definitely go Taz.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Taz, the former wrestler Taz.
There's a reason why they call him Taz.
Yeah. He's this human suplex machine.
Right.
Who used to work here at CBS Sports Radio.
I told you the one time, even when I was a younger athlete, I jumped on the back of my center, Dave Remington,
mm-hmm.
as he was taking us. I told him to carry me because we would share a room together. I said, carry me in there. I jumped on his back. Man, before I knew it, he had me on the floor, like in this wrestling move, because he was an All-American wrestler, I believe, at Nebraska as well.
Yeah.
And had me like in some move and almost broke my back.
Wow. Now, is there any current professional athlete you think you could beat up? Sam Darnold?
Nah. Again, he could go a little bit longer than I could. Maybe Zach Wilson.
You think you could beat up Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a welcome to the Jets? You got to fight Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, but why would I want to fight him, though? I mean, like, that's the thing.
Of course you don't want to. I'm just saying. I'm just hypothetically.
Let's see.
Baker Mayfield.
Brandon Nimmo.
You could beat up Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. Could you beat up Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Nick Foles, you could probably beat
him. Yeah, I'll definitely beat
him. Nick Foles would be just like throwing holy water at him the whole time.
And that Rams quarterback who went to the Lions.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, you could definitely beat up him. Yeah.
How about Kirk Cousins?
Oh, God. You could crush him. Remember how small he was when he came and joined us on set that day?
Yeah, but you guys equate. You're thinking size matters in these fights. Now, they may if we're grappling. Because I could be a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
But these guys are younger, they're faster, they're quicker, but I have the experience.
I'm just picturing Boomer punching Nick Foles and Nick Foles trying to give Boomer communion.
Let me see. All right. How about the former guys?
Well, there's lots of those guys. That's not as fun.
What about Phil Sims?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He can't move anymore.
He's a little stiff.
He's too stiff to move around. That's an easy one. What about you?
I know, he just did like 25 pull-ups on inside the NFL, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm talking.
That's like little crazy stuff.
He's got the strength. He doesn't have the agility.
You talk about old man strength.
Yeah.
And he's got like farmer hands.
I know he does.
Like, you ever see his hands?
I'm sure that he could bend.
Like, I bet you like when they went to, or I don't know if they had a combine back when he played, but when he showed up and they measured his hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably where the whole hand measurement thing started.
Right, so from all those milking cows when he was younger.
Exactly.
That's what that was.
And shoeing horses.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the agility anymore, though. What about Coach Cower?
No.
You don't think you could beat him up?
No.
Really? You think you could beat up Phil, but not Coach Cower?
Yeah, I think Coach Cower is in really great shape.
What about Tony Romo?
Yeah, definitely.
You could definitely beat up Tony Romo.
I think
Romo.
I'd beat up Tony. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's that's an easy one. I think the better discussion is the current athletes that are out there now. Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Zach Wilson, Daniel Jones. Think you beat up Daniel Jones?
No.
He's a bigger dude.
He's a little bit bigger dude, yeah.
Like, he's deceptively
big. But again,
big.
It's not really about the size. It's more about the fight and the guy.
Yeah. Gardner Minshew?
Oh, yeah.
Think you could beat him up?
Yeah.
Blake Bortles? He's a big dude, but he's sort of a wuss.
He's not a wuss. He's got a big head. Like, you punch that head, you could break your hand.
I'm trying to think what other current quarterback. What about Tom Brady?
That'd be interesting.
You and Tom Brady.
Yeah. I would just have to throw my entire body into him.
Yeah, I think you could.
Or shove an eggplant down his throat.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers?
I think you could beat up Aaron Rodgers. I do.
Hmm.
I really do.
No, I am 60.
I understand.
You know that, right? I mean, you I don't. You, I know you.
But I see you every day.
I know.
And I'm talking about all we need is like three or four real solid minutes out of you. That's all. We don't have to go
solid minutes, huh?
Yeah, just a couple of punches, get the guy, knock the guy down. That's really it.
I mean, my calves hurt from playing golf.
You played 3 days in a row. You walked the course, and it was 50-mile-an-hour winds and everything. It was a rough condition.
Yeah, you're right. I could have come off the golf course, and I didn't.
Yeah, and that's 3 days
straight.
That kind of
shows you that Scandinavian grit.
This is what I'm saying, and the old school thing. The guys today, totally different.
Park grit.
You used to get your ass kicked in those games, no penalties, nothing.
Right, true.
These guys today?
Yeah.
You know, they get touched, they get breathed upon. Yeah. Corey in Oceanside. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Checking to see, and it's not like you might have been talking about it while I was talking to Al, but who would be the toughest active quarterback to beat in a fight? And I think Tim Tebow would actually beat all these guys in a fight. Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you think Tim Tebow fights though?
He's another guy. Yeah,
I think he fights. Like I came from the South Shore of Long Island. I'm going to fight.
Sure.
I mean, Phil came from Horse Farm, Kentucky. He's going to fight.
I'm trying to think the toughest quarterback right now.
Right now, Cam Newton? No.
Cam's big.
Yeah, he's big.
He's big and he's ripped. He would be a guy that would be on
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's another good one.
Josh Allen, the Marlboro man.
And he's younger, too.
And he could come riding in on a horse.
Sure, sure. Jared and Woodlawn. What's going on, Jared?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Long time, first time. Appreciate the call. Hey, Boomer, I got a good one for you as a retired QB recently. Eli Manning.
Come on, he'd take Eli.
That's a good question. Isn't he doing yoga now or something?
Yeah, but so?
Like, I think he's also taking his kids to the hockey practice and stuff like that. So he's now being exposed to different things.
You'd be a heavy favorite in Eli Manning fight.
You think so?
Heavy favorite.
I don't think so.
Heavy favorite.
Again, so what is he, 38?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
I mean, no, he's got a 20-year like head start on
him. Yeah, I know, but he's not someone. He's just the whole, like, oh, shucks, you know. Yeah. He takes that attitude into that fight.
He did like antiquing with his mom.
I could see just all it takes is one left-handed cross.
You ever been antiquing?
No, I've
like,
not.
Did you ever drag out antiquing or anything
no,
like that?
No, she's not into old stuff.
Yeah. I'm you not know? An antique guy either.
I mean, it sounds great, you know, but I'm not something.
Like,
not
when you go out antiquing, like, do you, like, drink wine or something? Or
I don't know.
How does that work?
Do you go to just antique stores? You go to...
There's got to be like places like in Pennsylvania or something where they have like antique row or something like that.
Yeah. I passed a place this weekend when I was driving to Pittsburgh to visit a friend. It was a sheepskin coat that they made right there on the farm.
Did you buy one?
I thought about that. I really did. If it was a different time of year, I might have. I might have pulled right over and bought one of those handmade sheepskin coats in the middle of Pennsylvania.
In about 3 years from now, you go into your coat closet and there's that damn thing hanging in there and you haven't worn it. You're like, what the hell am I going to do with this?
Yeah, there's no. I mean, they look really cool. They had like a model and everything up on the big board. And I was like, oh, man, I'll pull over and get a sheepskin coat. Why not? Well, stop. Let's go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I see Dan and Carteret complaining that Sal Licata blocked them. And now I just shut it off. I mean, those two guys are like, that was a collision course at some point. It's going to happen. But I guess they had a fight over Francisco Lindor and Sal blocked Dan and Carter.
They had a fight over Francisco Lindor.
Sal hasn't exactly been a Lindor fan.
Yeah, well, all right. So he's got a point, and you know that's what he's going to do, and he's going to give you an opinion about it, but that's fine. But they fought over it.
Yeah,
passionate. Which brings me to the next question that I would have. Now, you guys are asking me which, you know, former or which players that I could beat up today, which former players I could beat up.
Current
all that kind of
NFL
things.
Quarterbacks.
Right, yeah, whatever. So I'd like to think, you know, when I think of you, Gio, you're like the lead host here. You're the guy that brings us in and out of stuff and sets the agenda for most of the day. And I'm good with that. I'm all great with that. So when I think of other hosts around here, like you and Carden.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take Carden?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Probably not.
He went to prison.
I know.
So
you
figure that maybe that has something to do with him. And maybe
I think the only guy I could guarantee I could beat up is Evan. I could guarantee I could beat him up. Everybody else Sal questionable. No, Sal's way too angry. He would get all fired up.
You could probably
so
take
angry.
Maggie, too.
You can take Maggie.
Well,
you can,
I'm not going to fight
take,
Maggie.
Can you take Moose?
I don't think so either. I
Moose
really don't.
Either? Really?
Yeah, I would have to trick him.
I would think that if Moose like got down in the 3 points then and just ran, he'd run you right over.
And Summers has that zombie strength that, you know, the undead have.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to. I feel like if I punched him, my fist would go right through him to the other side. There's no way.
So how about Jerry, an update, guys? Can Jerry take CeeLo? Usler?
Yeah, Jerry was a grappler. He gets anybody
to
the ground.
Yeah, but his back hurts now. I'm talking about right
now. But the adrenaline will be going. He'd feel it the next day, but he would win. I would take him against any update person.
And don't
Schwartz?
That's a big man.
Yes. Peter Schwartz has got to be over 400 pounds now. You think Jerry could take him?
Yeah. That. He's a big dude.
Because like in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it's not about size. Jerry knows the techniques of taking people down.
Jerry remember, lays on top of you.
Jerry was a football player.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
That's the other thing. Tough guy.
Someone sent me this picture. It is unbelievable. Where it's an old guy with no shirt on, like doing a Zoom call somewhere.
Yeah.
And it looks just like Moose if he were, I don't know, 70 years old. And I got to tweet this to you guys. I'm going to retweet it right now so you guys can see it. But it says, all right, enough's enough. Mark Malusis has to get back into the studio. Look at this picture. Tell me that isn't Mark Malusis. You see that? You see this?
Yes, I see it. I see
did
it.
You
I
retweet
wanna,
it?
I do not want to see it again.
You got to see this. Please, everybody go to Twitter and take a look at what I just retweeted. I mean, it's him. Do you? All right, Jerry's here with an update.
Wow.
Right, isn't that freaky, Jerry?
Wow.
It's freaky, right?
That is Moose in about 20 years. Holy kid. That's got to be. No, time out. Someone had to have Photoshopped something. That can't be legit.
I think it's
like
legit.
That's Moose.
I know.
And the more I look at it, it's creepy.
I know. But what's that little guy doing in the corner there? I think this
well,
is.
Well, I had Al behind me before.
No, I think that's just a guy. It's some
that's
other
a,
guy.
That's a comedian, a well-known comedian.
The old guy?
No, the guy in the corner.
Oh.
Looking up at him.
I think that is Moose.
It's not Moose,
not,
man.
Not every. I think that's his face put on this guy's body.
That's a lot of effort for somebody to go
it's
and do
not,
that.
Though. I don't think it is. I think that's Moose.
But this guy just. I don't know. This guy just tweeted it out. So the original guy who tweeted it out just tweeted it out. No Moose this or anything.
I can't get my eyes off it.
Oh, man. I can't put my eyes back on it.
That is not, it's, huh. No, it's not. This is not a Photoshop. I'm watching a video of that guy now talking. It's not a Photoshop. I'm watching him
what
talk.
What do they call it? His Goppelhanger? Is that what they call it?
Doppelganger.
That too.
Goppelhanger?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I just said, what is it? Had I known, I would have said it correctly, jackass.
There he goes. He just snapped.
Who snapped? Not even remotely. I snapped on Al once. That's the only time.
My mistake. I,
again,
I apologize.
Get yourself, you pig. I've only snapped once, and that was on Al, and I apologize for that. For that, you can play my mistake. I apologize.
When did you snap on Al?
The whole baseball fan thing. You remember.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the only time I've ever. With Craig once, too. And with you once.
Yeah, you've snapped a bunch of times.
Only three times.
This is a real guy. This is not a Moose Photoshop.
Damn.
It's okay. A real guy. I mean, it's incredible that it's someone else on Earth looks exactly like Mark Malusis, but that is the case.
His gobbledanger. There you go.
All right. Very good there. Jerry, what do you have right now?
Brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Sunday Night Baseball wrapped up the day for the most part with the Mets beating the Phillies 8-7, but it wasn't that easy because along the way, it certainly looked like Rhys Hoskins got the game even.
The 2-1 on the way. And Hoskins hits it in the air to right, pretty deep. Conforto back. He leaps. It is gone. A home run. Reese Hoskins apparently has hit a home run. The ball ricocheted back in.
And you can tell from Howie's voice, he was kind of curious, and he was right because the ball hit the top rail,
yeah.
Came back into play, and so after they reviewed it, it was not a game-tying home run. Instead, it turned out to be a double. A couple of runs would score, but the Mets were able to hang on for an 8-7 lead. Howie Rose on WCBS 880. For Kevin Pillar, who did a homer in this game to make it 4-3, he's happy to get the victory.
Our bullpen's been so good. Our starting pitching's been so good. You know, we can't expect them to be perfect every time out. We gave him a little cushion to work with.
Yeah, Edwin Diaz gave up what looked like the home run. Turned out to be a double. We also then found out that he was dealing with tightness in his back, Luis Rojas telling us that. So not sure if he will be available tonight in St. Louis. Here was Pete Alonso. They won the series. He says it's more like it.
These past two games, we really played just such great team baseball, like picking each other up, making plays in the field, pitchers getting big outs when they need to get big outs, and clutch hitting.
Adam Wainwright goes for the Cardinals tonight. The Mets have not, or at least as of last night and this morning, did not announce a starting pitcher. We will see as the day goes along. As for the Yankees, a 2-0 shutout of the Tigers. They get an off day today. Corey Kluber, his 100th career win, 8 innings, 2 hit ball, 10 strikeouts. Aaron Boone impressed. What was so good?
His changeup. I mean, that's as good a changeup as he's flashed, and he had it all game, obviously, with a lot of lefties and switch hitters in their lineup.
He made it work.
It was so strange. I mean, all these years of watching baseball, I still can't understand how from one start to another, someone could have a pitch or not have a pitch.
Gee, how about when they go from a bad bullpen? Like DeGrom last week when he had that amazing complete game, said his bullpen was terrible before he took the mound.
Yeah, no, I think it was the opposite, actually. What he said was it was a really good bullpen, and generally when he has a good bullpen, he has a terrible start.
Right,
you know,
right,
but here's the thing, guys. They're human beings, man. They're not machines.
No, I know, but it's just to like, I had it today. You know what I'm saying? Just strange.
Some days you wake up,
like,
you
the
don't
pitch.
Have it.
Yeah, but I mean, the pitch, like, for it to be like, oh, I hung 15 of them, or I'm snapping them off. It's just, I don't know.
I talked to Phil about this a lot when we played. When you got out there on the field on game day, you grab the ball and you just prayed to God that first throw that you threw the ball with, that it felt good. Like that didn't go into the ground, it didn't go so over somebody's head, didn't slip out of your hands. It's weird. Huh. I know it's a really weird thing, but athletes, even guys like Francisco Lindor right now, he's in a slump.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going through batting practice, and A-Rod ripped him last night for the way that he's going through batting practice. I don't know if you heard this.
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was honest. It's because here's the thing, Boomer. It's got to be something. He's too good for this.
Right.
He's awful right now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I know. And the way he was going about batting practice, A-Rod didn't like it. And you could see he's trying to hit the ball out, trying to get the whole thing with launch angle and all this other crap. And then, of course, in the game, he gets up. What's he doing? He's popping the ball up.
In spots with guys on base. And, you know, here's the thing about A-Rod. Like him or not, it's a guy that's gone through horrendous slumps.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Keith Hernandez, and they're trying to explain what Lindor is going through in the first 22 games.
Yeah,
and you know, it's all mental. It's more mental than anything else.
Probably. He was 0-for-5 last night. He's batting 171. Yankees off tonight. They take on the Astros tomorrow. Also last night, your Knickerbockers played, and it was all good. 122-97. They continue their hot streak, if you will. They've won 11 of 12, 12 of 15. They're 36-28 as they have clinched at least a .500 record, but we know they will be better than that. 31 for Julius Randle, 24 for Derrick Rose. This was a no doubt about her, I would say, because they really took it to him. Maybe not the first couple of minutes, but in that first quarter, took the lead, never looked back. Here was Derrick Rose. It's worked for him. He's got 24 points. This team works.
My teammates, it's all about my teammates, bro. They allow me to play the way that I play, and I wouldn't be playing this way and playing with this much freedom if and allowed. So I appreciate them more than anything.
Now, Randle was on MSG after the game. He says this team's full of depth.
Our whole bench unit has been great. Todd's quick. Obi, whoever comes off there, Kev, it doesn't matter. They've been great of, keeping leads and building leads for us. So we have to continue with that.
Now, it does look like one player out, Nerlens Noel. Not sure, but he did suffer a sprained ankle yesterday. But Alec Burks could be back. He was out because of
COVID. I don't know if he had it, but if he was around someone, but he has been on that list. But he should be back tonight. Bucks beat the Nets 117-114. Possible playoff preview for sure. 49 for Giannis, 42 for Kevin Durant, who did miss what would have been a game-tying three at the buzzer. Here was Steve Nash. Tough day.
Didn't shoot the ball well, turned it over all the time. So I think it's more about us playing a little better, a little sharper, taking care of the basketball.
Something they didn't do. And then the final clip I'll give you before I get to moment of the day is LeBron. So the Lakers losing to the Raptors last night in L.A., 121-114. The Lakers are now tied for sixth and seventh, I believe, with Portland. Here was LeBron asked about, you know, basically dealing with wherever they finish having to play. And, well, you kind of know where this is going.
You know, if this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or we end up in the, you know, the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired.
Yeah, well, they might be playing in that bleep if they don't figure things out here down the stretch. So,
wow. And if they are playing in that bleep, he would get a break because it would keep them in the mix.
Yeah, and then they said LeBron was actually a Chinese a basketball supporter, and he said, never mind. Yeah, actually, it was fine. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea.
NHL tonight, you've got the Rangers and Capitals, Islanders and Buffalo, Devils take on the Bruins. And with that, we've got Moment of the Day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
A short time ago, the guys discussing current quarterbacks Boomer could take in a fight.
Blake Bortles. He's a big dude, but he's sort of a wuss.
He's not a wuss. He's got a big head. Like you punch that head, you could break your hand.
I'm trying to think what other current quarterback. What about Tom Brady?
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I think you could.
Or shove an eggplant down his throat.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Have a great Monday.
All right, very good, Jerry. Thank you.
His gopple hanger.
By the way, someone sent me the video of, so they said, hey, it is a real guy. Look at this video. The video is of him doing something extremely vulgar.
The Melusis guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so don't watch that video.
And one of the other people here, Hoff, actually got us the audio of that.
Yeah. But it confirms that it's a real guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's unbelievable what's actually going on there. It's a bit much.
Disturbing audio as well.
But it looks like Moose. But it's not Moose, just so everybody knows. That's not Mark Melusis, all right? It's a guy who looks like Moose is doing something disgusting.
His gopplehanger?
Yeah, his gopplehanger. Like... Yes, that's right.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I think after all the talk me and you had about houses, and I was going through the process of buying the house, that has rubbed off on me, because a friend of mine who I visited this weekend just bought a house, and I was walking around it like as you, basically. I'm going, what do we got, natural gas in here? Let me see that. Let me take a look at your hot water heater. Oh, yeah. Looks nice and new. All right, then I go outside. What are we doing with the grass here, huh? We're going to reseed this or what? You looking into sod?
Now, doesn't that feel good to do a friend a solid like that?
It does, yeah. I mean, yeah. It was also more about me showing off all the knowledge that I had accumulated.
Yeah, now you've learned a lot over the last 6 months, and now you're just trying to pass it along to your buddy.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, you got another laundry hookup down in the basement or just up here? I'm knocking on walls and stuff. All right. Sounds good.
That's good.
Sounds good. Looks good. Let's go to Ryan, who's out in Chicago. What's going on, Ryan?
Boomer, Gio, how are we doing this morning?
Good, Ryan. What's happening?
Well, I'm a first-time homeowner, and this is the first time I've hired outside help. I'm getting a fence put around our backyard this morning. Mm. Do I tip these people? I don't know what to do.
All right. So
how big is the yard, and how much fencing are they putting up?
It's about 250 feet of fence, about a quarter of an acre, a little larger.
All right, and how many guys?
Two guys showed up. That's the problem. I thought it was going to be an armada. They said it was going to be done in a day or two, and I don't see it with two guys.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, they'll get it done. You know what? I always lean towards yes on all of these. I really do. At this stage of my life, I say tip everybody. They'll appreciate it.
The other thing, too, is a hot day out there in Chicago this week or just a nice day?
Nah, they're hoping to beat the rain. About 60 degrees, cloudy. I also don't, I'm not pulling in the kind of coin you guys are either.
I understand that. Younger. Yeah, I get that. I would think that, maybe a beer or two on the way out would be a good idea. Slip and meet you 50, call it a day.
Yeah, I was going to say 220s. That's what I was going to say. Boomer's more 250s.
I'm more than that.
A generous guy.
Yeah, I try to be.
Yeah.
But I also want to appreciate the guys that are working their asses off, especially if they do a good job. Now, you got to go out there and you got to make sure they're doing a good job.
Yeah, you can't tip them if they're doing a half-assed job.
Yeah, I mean, if there's some half-assed.
I'm home today. I'm going to do my best Boomer impression as soon as we hang up and go outside and supervise.
Perfect. Awesome. That's exactly right. You got to go out there and go, what are we doing here?
Yeah, Al doesn't like the tip. I'm seeing him shake his head as we were in here talking about this. He's on the other end of those things.
Just where do we draw the line?
You know what? These people are working people, Al.
Everyone's working.
Yeah, working people. You like to tip them
Everyone works.
A little extra, Al.
Why?
A little extra.
That's what you're paying for.
You give your postman, your UPS guy, your FedEx guy, your Prime guy.
Never in my life.
Around Christmas time.
I've never even thought of it. Never in my life.
Really? Around Christmas time, you don't?
No, why? Because the guy's carrying freaking, well,
that's what he does.
Boxes and boxes and boxes.
That's what he does. He or she.
Yeah, I know that. But, it's manual labor. They get it there on time. They take care of it.
But what if they don't get it there on time?
Well, most of the time they do.
Yeah, and I had that long driveway. The guy would drive all the way down instead of leaving it at the mailbox. He would go out of his way for me so I didn't have to go up there.
You know what? It's good to show respect to some people. That's all. Just show them appreciation.
But then do it to everybody.
Hey, look, at the end of the day.
When you come in, do you tip the security guards?
Oh, my God.
Well, they're not doing labor for us.
So, okay, UPS so it's guy, labor. You have your UPS guy. Do you have the same guy all the time? Well, it's a different story. Sometimes you get to know the UPS driver.
All right.
And you see him a lot around Christmas time, busting his ass. You say, hey, you slip him a C-note or something.
No, of course. Thank you. Sanitation guys, too. You got to take care of the sanitation guys. That's the thing.
So who don't you take care of? When you're determining you're tipping random people, how are you
deciding that? Not random. There's definitely a formula to it.
What's the formula?
It's one of those things where I know it when I see it. Like if someone's working hard, like, all right, for example, someone comes, guy's dropping off furniture. That's a tip.
Right.
They're carrying in a big piece of furniture, putting it down. They take the box off the furniture. They take another piece of furniture, whatever. That's a tip.
A guy parking a parking garage. And, you know, there's a guy in there who doesn't make a lot of money. And I know I'm not going to see him when I go back to get my truck. Okay? So I always give him a little something in the morning. And he always puts me in a good spot.
Okay. There you go.
So you're tipping morning when you drop off and when you pick up?
Yeah, you know,
double tip?
Yeah, I do. I do double tip. I'm sorry. I do.
He's a double tipper.
Because I got two different guys.
That is true. You can't neglect one guy.
I can't, like, you know, when the one guy hears the key and he takes the car and he goes to park it, I'm like, you know, I feel bad for that guy because I'm like, I know I'm not going to see him when I come back. And I don't know how they work the tips with these. I don't know if they share the tips or they keep the tips for themselves.
How about the person that owns the garage pays the guys that do the only work required in the garage?
Well, they do that.
So silly. Here's another tip from Al Dukes. I hate tips. I really do. I just hate the idea of it.
I know
just charge me then. Charge me. If you're going to deliver furniture, charge me extra to deliver it. I don't want to be having to rely on, what do I give them? Is this too much? Is this too little? Do I have cash on me? It's enough.
I have cash on me thing does. If I feel like I don't have enough cash and I feel like I got a tip, I do start panicking. Then I got to run to the bank and get some cash. But you never tip somebody and then saw how happy they were about it and it made you feel good? It never happened to you?
Never happened, because everyone expects a tip for mediocre work, because it's just assumed. It's just like,
I'd much rather tip than pay taxes.
But you're doing both. You're paying
already. I know that, but I'd much rather be appreciative to good service and somebody that cares about their job and show them the respect for what they're doing, especially if it's a job that pays them. You know, let's just say it's a job that pays like $60,000 a year. Probably not a bad job, but still. Having a few extra, you know, dollars in your pocket ain't a bad deal.
Right. Remind me to tip Eddie on the way out today.
I do that.
No, I know. All right.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.